Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the empty spaces. Hello and welcome to day number 122 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. And today we are looking at Judges chapters 12 and 14. And our reading today covers a period in Israel's history that's marked by internal conflict, external challenges. And we see the cyclical pattern of sin, servitude, supplication, redemption that characterizes a lot of the book of Judges. And our reading today opens in chapter 12 with a conflict between Jephthah, judge of Israel, and the Ephraimites. And as a result of them not being called to battle against the Ammonites. And this leads to a context in which many of the Ephraimites are killed. And after Jephthah, for a long period of time, through just lesser known judges, it's been Elon and Abdon lead Israel. And Judges 13 introduces the story of Samson. He's born, and an angel appears to Manoah and his barren wife, and promising a son who is to be a Nazarite from birth, dedicated to God's service. Samson's quite an interesting character in the Bible. Judges 14 recounts Samson's marriage to a Philistine woman, an action against the advice of his parents, and in defiance of Israelite custom. Samson's marriage leads to a series of conflicts with the Philistines, who would have figured that, including a riddle contest at his wedding feast that ends in violence and further animosity between Samson and the Philistines. Let's go to our reading for today, and then we'll come back and cover some devotional thoughts and meditations and an idea for further study if you'd like to do some more study today. Let's go to Judges chapter 12. The men of Ephraim were gathered together and passed northward, and they said to Jephthah, "Why did you pass over to fight against the children of Ammon? And didn't call us to go with you. We will burn your house around you with fire." Jephthah said to them, "I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon. And when I called you, you didn't save me out of their hand. When I saw that you didn't save me, I put my life in my hand and passed over against the children of Ammon. And the Lord delivered them into my hand. Why then have you come up to me today to fight against me?" Then Jephthah gathered together all the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim. The men of Gilead struck Ephraim because they said, "You are fugitives of Ephraim, you Gileadites in the middle of Ephraim." And in the middle of Manasseh, the Gileadites took the fords of the Jordan against the Ephraimites. Whenever a fugitive Ephraim said, "Let me go over," the men of Gilead said to him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" If he said no, then they said to him, "Now say Shibboleth." And he said Shibboleth. For he couldn't manage to pronounce it correctly. Obviously, I can't either. Then they seized him and killed him at the fords of the Jordan. At that time, 42,000 of Ephraim fell. Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. Then Jephthah the Gileadite died and was buried in the city of Gilead. After him, Ibsan of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons. He sent his 30 daughters outside his clan, and he brought in 30 daughters from outside his clan for his sons. He judged Israel 7 years. Ibsan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried in Ajalon in the land of Zebulun. After him, Abdon the son of Hillel the Parathonite judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 sons who rode on 70 donkey colts. He judged Israel 8 years. Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Parathonite, died and was buried in Parathon in the land of Ephraim in the hill country of the Amalekites. Chapter 13. The children of Israel again did that which was evil in the Lord's sight, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. There was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and childless. The Lord's angel appeared to the woman and said to her, "See now, you are barren and childless, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be aware and drink no wine nor strong drink, and don't eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and give birth to a son. No razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. He shall begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." Then the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his face was like the face of an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he was from, neither did he tell me his name. But he said to me, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and now drink no wine nor strong drink. Don't eat anything unclean. Don't eat any unclean thing. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come again to us and teach us what we should do to the child who shall be born. God listened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat in the field. But Manoah, her husband, wasn't with her. The woman hurried and ran and told her husband, saying to him, behold, the man who came to me that day has appeared to me. Manoah arose and followed his wife and came to the man and said to him, are you the man who spoke to my wife? He said, I am. Manoah said, now let your words happen. What shall the child's way of life and mission be? The Lord's angel said to Manoah, of all that I said to the woman, let her beware. She may not eat of anything that comes of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing. Let her observe all that I commanded her. Manoah said to the Lord's angel, please stay with us that we may make a young goat ready for you. The Lord's angel said to Manoah, though you detain me, I won't eat your bread. If you will prepare a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord. For Manoah didn't know that he was the Lord's angel. Manoah said to the Lord's angel, what is your name? That when your words happen, we may honor you. The Lord's angel said to him, why do you ask about my name, since it is incomprehensible? So Manoah took the young goat with the meal offering and offered it on the rock to the Lord. Then the angel did an amazing thing as Manoah and his wife watched. For when the flame went up towards the sky from off the altar, the Lord's angel ascended in the flame of the altar. Manoah and his wife watched, and they fell on their faces to the ground. But the Lord's angel didn't appear to Manoah or to his wife anymore. Then Manoah knew that he was the Lord's angel. Manoah said to his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said to him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he wouldn't have received a burnt offering and a meal offering at our hand. And he wouldn't have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these at this time. The woman bore a son and named him Samson. The child grew and the Lord blessed him. The Lord's spirit began to move him in Menahden between Zorah and Eshtol. Chapter 14. Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. He came up and told his father and his mother, saying, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me as my wife. Then his father and his mother said to him, isn't there a woman amongst your brothers, daughters, or amongst all my people that you go to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me well. But his father and his mother didn't know that it was of the Lord, for he sought an occasion against the Philistines. Now, at that time, the Philistines ruled over Israel. Then Samson went down to Timnah with his father and his mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. And behold, a young lion roared at him. The Lord's spirit came mightily on him, and he tore him as he would have torn a young goat with his bare hands. But he didn't tell his father or his mother what he had done. He went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After a while, he returned to take her, and he went over to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees in the body of the lion, and honey. He took it into his hands and went on eating as he went. He came to his father and mother and gave to them, and they ate, but he didn't tell them that he had taken the honey out of the lion's body. His father went down to the woman, and Samson made a feast there, for the young men used to do so. When they saw him, they brought 30 companions to be with him. Samson said to them, let me tell you a riddle now. If you can tell me the answer within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you can't tell me the answer, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. They said to him, tell us your riddle that we may hear it. He said to them, out of the eater came out food, out of the strong came out sweetness. They couldn't in 3 days declare the riddle. On the seventh day, they said to Samson's wife, entice your husband that he may declare to us the riddle, lest we burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you called us to impoverish us? Isn't that so? Samson's wife wept before him and said, you just hate me and don't love me. You told a riddle to the children of my people and haven't told it to me. He said to her, behold, I haven't told my father or my mother, so why should I tell you? She wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And on the seventh day, he told her, because she pressed him severely, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. The men of the city said to him on the seventh day, before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, what is stronger than a lion? He said to them, you have plowed with my heifer. You wouldn't have found out that if you hadn't plowed with my heifer, you wouldn't have found out my riddle. The Lord's spirit came mightily on him, and he went down to Ashkelon and struck 30 men of them. He took their plunder, then gave the changes of clothing to those who declared the riddle. His anger burnt, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, who had been his friend. Well, that's our reading today. Interesting introduction to Samson. He's quite a character. Some devotional thoughts, meditations for today. How might the story of Jephthah and the Ephraimites challenge us to manage misunderstandings and conflicts within our communities? And how does pride or failure to communicate contribute to unnecessary disputes? And how do Samson's decisions, especially regarding his marriage, reflect tension between God's will and human desires? Think of some different ways you can seek God's guidance in your choices, especially in areas where your desires conflict with his will. Samson's strength, that's kind of his thing. It's obviously legendary, yet his life is marked by personal weakness. And what does that contrast tell us about the nature of true strength? And if you would like to do so, here's an idea to take your study a little further today. Study the implication of Samson's decision to marry a Philistine woman in the context of Israel's commands to remain separate from surrounding nations. And discuss the challenges of maintaining faith and identity amidst cultural pressure. Great thing to think about. Well, that's our reading for today. And I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul